A medical practitioner, Dr. Ebuji Huapia, is unhappy with the manner in which presidential candidates were made to stand for hours during the IEA debate. He said the posture has a physiological impact on the delivery of the candidates who should have sat down during the last encounter. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Dr. Jehuapia also raised concerns with the presidential candidate debate topic, which touched on reproductive health matters. He is of the view that politicians must not pay lip service to issues like maternal mortality, which has become an albatross on the health sector. Dr. Jehuapia spoke to Kingsley Obenchere.
These people were standing for close to 4 hours or a little beyond 4 hours. And physiologically, it's not good for them considering their ages. And also consider the fact that they've been in the field for a very long time. I did not see any reason why they wouldn't allow them to sit and debate. We all enjoy the debate. Let's consider the health of our future leaders important. What crime have they committed for them to be standing while those who were asking the question were seated? I believe that the format should change, and that's not acceptable at all.
You are in the area of reproductive health. Would you say that the vital issues here have been given the necessary attention by the candidates so far, even apart from that platform?
I do not think that they address the health issues really, really well. Of course, I wouldn't blame them because getting to reproductive health is an area of specialty. And I would have thought that they would have had a lot of briefing because my concern has been the senseless and immediateness of women. I would have expected at least one of them to have initiated a discussion on maternal mortality. There's been a lot of advocacy, engagement with policy makers, and I believe that these should have been reflected at least in the manifestos of the parties. I have all the manifestos of some of the parties that have manifestos, and I've read through them, and then to say the least, well, disappointed that reproductive health issues did not show up. I would want to see a concrete issue in addressing maternal mortality. We cannot play with the lives of our women, and I believe we should do a lot more in addressing that.
Medical practitioner Dr. Ebuji Huapia. Meanwhile, the executive director of the IEA, Mrs. Jean Mensah, says the campaign teams of the presidential candidates proposed that they stand during the debates. She said the format used for the presidential candidates will be the same for the vice presidential aspirants. Speaking of Behind the News, Mrs. Mensah noted that all is set for the vice presidential debate to be held in Takrady today. She said areas such as good governance, natural resources, and social issues will be tackled.
We have discussed the format for the debates with the candidates, and their campaign teams felt that their candidates would rather stand to deliver. Hence, a decision to have them to stand before the podium. And I know that some considerations are going on as to reviewing the format going forward, but they felt that, you know, standing made them look more presidential, so to speak, and they prefer to stand and deliver during the debate.
Did that come from the candidates or from the IEA?
Well, we discussed it with the campaign teams of the candidates, and they were in agreement that they should stand behind the podium. If you look at the evening encounter series that the Institute organized, both the President, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, and Honorable Nana Akufo-Addo stood throughout their 3.5-hour delivery, even though we had provided seats for them. The idea was that they would make their delivery in about 30 to 40 minutes and then sit down to answer questions from the broad section of society that was there to question them. But you find that they stood throughout the 3-plus-hour debate. As I mentioned, going forward, the idea is that we'll look at other formats as well.
So everything is set for the program?
Yes, by the grace of God, all is set.
I was the executive director of the Institute of Economic Affairs, Mrs. Jean Mensah.